Manuscript Releases, Volume 15, Numbers 1136 to 1185. M.R., Number 1153. Deaths on Pitcairn Island. Diary entry written in Sydney, Australia, December 28th and 29th, 1893. Thursday, December 28th, 1893. I was very nervous last night and could not rest for some time. My kidneys pained me. I am so thankful I did sleep very well the latter part of the night. This morning I am feeling as well as usual. I arose at 4:30 and commenced writing. The sky is covered with a thick blanket of clouds. There is much business going on today. A telegram coming from Pitcairn brings the sad intelligence to Brother McCoy that there are deaths in his family. But the telegram does not state who has died. A telegram is sent for answer to the inquiry, "Who have fallen in death?" Brother McCoy is as one stricken by the palsy. All are seeking to render him all the assistance it is possible for them to give. I conversed with him for about 1 hour, and I think it did him good. He feels deeply over the intelligence given. His heart seems as if it would break. We had a praying season in union with Brother and Sister Star. The Lord came graciously near and comforted and blessed the afflicted one. Telegram received from Willie that they would be at the depot that night, 10:30. It has been a rainy day. Friday, December 29th, 1893. This day is a very busy day. The rain is falling steadily. The furniture and bedding are being removed to the campground. Everything is in confusion. This day a telegram came responding that Brother McCoy's wife, Eliza, and daughter Ella May McCoy were dead. Also Brother Young, elder of the church, the father of Brother McCoy's wife. Here are three cut right out of the family. We cannot be surprised at the great grief of our afflicted brother. He seems bowed to the very earth with his great sorrow. We feel like weeping with him, but direct him to Jesus. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., September 5th, 1985.